Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You would be right over. If I were a field, you would be in clover.
Well, it is a 2 for Tuesday. That means Red Sox tickets for you every single hour. And I will give the next pair of Red Sox tickets away at 9:30. Before the break, we were talking to Tyler Stewart of Bare Naked Ladies, and like Austin Matthews, his phone cut out early. We lost you there for a minute.
Yeah, you took my joke, man. Holy smokes. I was thinking maybe what happened. We should get the Maple Leafs to call Northeast Men's Health because their chi is a little low.
Dale here.
It's a 2 for Tuesday. Red Sox reminds me that you guys are playing Fenway. Is that the first time that you've ever played? Will that be the first time you've ever played Fenway Park this summer?
No, actually, we sang the anthem there. Remember the year the Red Sox beat the A's in the, I think it was a wild card game. And they ended up going to the World Series and losing to the Yankees that year, but they won the next year.
Yeah,
there you go, man. Nice, good. There's some encyclopedic sports memory right there. We sang the anthem, and it, man, that what an honor. We got to go up to the scoreboard and check that out, and all got Red Sox jerseys and were sitting in the box after, and it was. Obviously, if you're going to be a baseball fan, there's a couple of meccas. You got to go to Wrigley Field. You got to go to Fenway Park and see the Green Monster. So we've done that once, and we're going to go back and play with our good friend Sudie and the Blowfish. We can't wait. That's in June, and we're pretty excited about that.
Well, and I also want to thank you guys because you are helping us raise money for the Greg Hill Foundation by doing a show at Winefest on Nantucket in May. And without you guys doing that, we would not be able to raise some good money. Winefest, I don't know if you've ever been to Nantucket, but Winefest is a really cool weekend that they have out there. And I can't thank you guys enough for doing that. And we have limited tickets available. I'll put all the info up on my social media. But I ask one thing and one thing only, and that is that Curtis gets to jump up on stage and sing "If I Had $1 Million" with you. Or actually,
well, I can't guarantee that, but we encourage mass sing-alongs in that song anyway, so he wouldn't be alone if he decided to do that.
All right,
Curtis is actually a drummer.
Yeah, a great drummer, and it's actually the Nantucket Wine Festival is a really working-class event, so I think it'll really fit right in with me.
Yes, it is.
Well, you said the words, you said two words there, Nantucket and wine, and you had me. You had me at wine, but throw Nantucket in there, I'm in.
Awesome. Do you also, I don't think I realize this, but everybody's texting in about it. Did you guys sing the Big Bang Theory theme song?
Yes, we did. Indeed. That's a life-changing thing for us. You know, it's a huge show and continues to be a huge show. And I love the fact that the first foot through the door on that show, the first thing that anyone hears when they tune into that is the whole universe was in a hot, dense state. They hear our voices. And that's pretty cool. What a great opportunity that was.
Not to mention, I would imagine, the residual checks that come in on something like that.
Well, my children are currently eating because of the Big Bang Theory, and I thank them for that.
All right. Well, listen, I'm glad you called. I cannot awesome. Wish – I don't wish your hockey team success. At least this season, but it's really cool that you came on the show. It's really cool you're doing the event at Winefest, and we will look forward to seeing you guys at Fenway Park in June.
Yeah, man, we're really excited. Anytime we get to play Boston is indeed our second home, and over the years we've had so many great shows there, and the people of Boston have always come out to support us. And you know what? They're not even upset about the Maple Leafs. They don't hate the Maple Leafs like they hate the Montreal Canadiens, you know? I guess because you've beaten us every time, as opposed to back in the 70s when the, you know, Canadiens owned your Bruins. But, you know, everyone's kind of sympathetic and nice, and I appreciate that. It's like convalescence. Yeah. Don't worry, bud. One day you'll get there. You'll get there one day.
If I remember correctly, I think you guys did an interview and bemoaned the fact that the only radio station in Boston that didn't play you was WAAF. If I remember correctly, my time there. Was that not correct?
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's the case, but it, you know, if you guys were a rock station, we might have been a little too light in the loafers for you guys. So, you know, although at the end of our shows, we bust out the Led Zeppelin and the Def Leppard and the Queen. Like I usually come up to the front of the stage and sing the finale. And I like harder music. So yeah, they give me a chance to rock that out. And it's a heck of a lot of fun, I'll tell you.
All right. Well, Tyler, thanks. Appreciate it. And let's go Leafs.
Indeed. Greg, you're doing a great thing with Winefest. So I really appreciate that. What a great cause. And, you know, keep it going. And we're happy to come down and help raise money for such a great cause.
Is it true? Somebody told me that some of you guys fly yourselves to the shows all the time. Is that true?
Yeah, Ed, our lead singer and guitarist, he has his own plane and he flies himself to the gig. Yes.
So you guys, that doesn't seem fair. You guys are on the bus and then he flies himself.
Yeah. You know, that's the way it goes. When you write the Big Bang Theory theme, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Yes, you get a bigger plane. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Tyler. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
All right. Long-suffering Maple Leafs fan.
Huh? Very cool.
Has it been since 1949 that the Leafs beat the Bruins in the playoffs? Is that the last time?
I don't know. Were you there?
Wow, it's been that long, huh?
I think so.
Jesus.
Is that right, Chime?
I'm trying to look it up. Ken sent me these documents of stats earlier this morning, but it's so small print. Even I don't think you'd even physically be able to read it. I'm trying to scan through it.
As LB would say, you could Google it.
What do you think you make off residuals with that?
From Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
Probably a nice
That's
check.
That's nuts.
A million. Like millions and millions of dollars.
If I had $1 billion?
Literally.
It's not that impressive. Greg, you performed the Little Bang Theory at Courtney's wedding.
No point.
Well, but he gets no residual check for that one.
you waited 9 months and we're
let
good.
Let me tell you something.
I don't know.
There's several requests for a rerun on that baby.
I'm pretty sure I was at a dinner once where
there were
some residuals.
Yeah. I wonder if they pay for it first, though, and then you don't get a check afterwards.
That's what I was wondering. Is it a thing that you just get paid up front? Because
I don't know, because I bet based on the success of the show, you would probably get more money.
It depends on who your manager is at the time, and if he's somebody who has that foresight to say, okay, because if you're writing this at the beginning of the show, the show isn't successful.
Right.
Right? So you have
so
to
you
have,
probably want to take some money up front and then take it on the back.
Right. So you want, it's kind of like,
that drop.
It's kind of like your boy there from, what's Bradley Cooper, when he did the movie, is it not Lone Shooter or Sniper, one of those movies, and he was like, don't pay me, I'll just get it on the back end.
American Sniper.
Great movie.
And excellent, then the movie did really well, and he made a ton of money that
way. Best part of that movie is the actual footage of the funeral procession.
Oh, so if you can make it through that without crying, you are a stronger man than I.
Have you ever watched that, Courtney? You and Santo should watch that movie.
I'm sure Santo has, but I have not.
It's an unbelievable movie.
You know a great example of getting paid, you know, not through the actual pre-movie, but after the box office? I believe Robin Williams did that with Good Will Hunting, because Ben and Matt weren't Ben and Matt then.
Yeah.
And they had this great script, and they got Robin Williams to be a part of it by giving him like 15% of the total box office, which became like $200 million.
Last time the Leafs won the Cup was 1967.
All right.
And Shime, it looks like maybe the last time they beat the Bruins in the playoffs was 1959.
Wow. Yeah, it is. It's been a minute, as the kids would say.
Yeah. Mm. You can just hear the misery in his voice. But he's resigned, as he said, that this one is over. All right. It's a two for Tuesday, and I have another pair of Red Sox tickets to give away coming up at 9:30 this morning. Then you can win with Gresham Foyer starting at 10. And all day long on Two for Tuesday at WEEI. Here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Celtics take down the Heat 102-88 in Miami, going up in the series 3-1. Derek White continues to be him. He had 38 in the win. Jason Tatum ended with a double-double, 20 points and 11 rebounds there, but it wasn't all good news. Kristaps Porzingis left the game near the end of the second quarter and did not return. An apparent calf strain. He was seen leaving the venue in a boot, walking out. He will have further imaging done today, but Kristaps took to X to say, good W tonight. D. White is special. Thanks for all the support. Will be good. Mm. Game 5 will be back here tomorrow. Tonight, though.
Also, a boot is how Tyler Stewart says about.
A boot.
Hey!
Go ahead.
Tonight, though, the Bruins will try to close it out. Puck drop at the TD Garden at 7. Auston Matthews did not skate with the team yesterday. He's expected to be on the trip to Boston. A decision will be made at some point today ahead of Game 5.
Let's go Leafs! And hey. I can't stand the Canadian accent.
I love it.
What?
I really? Love the Canadian accent.
Get out of here.
It makes it sound so nice.
Let's go Leafs, eh? Mm. Why do they put an A at the end of everything?
It's like a question mark.
Well, we put an A at the end of AR, so it doesn't make us that great.
What is it, a pedagogy? Pedagogy?
Pedagogy, whatever.
Pedagogy?
Pierogi?
Pierogi?
No, pedagogy.
Wiggy wants a pierogi.
I could go for a pierogi.
The Sox also in action tonight.
Oh, Tuesday, Shime. Weigh in?
Oh, yeah, it's later today.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you getting close to Moo level or not?
Oh, yeah. I'll be down 40 pounds probably, maybe even this week.
Good
I'm
job.
Currently down 37.
I love you to death.
What?
You were down like 28 a week and a half ago.
Greg, I started with Awaken at 274 pounds.
Yes.
Woo,
I am currently, as of last Tuesday, I am currently 238.6 pounds.
Wow. That's amazing, Shime.
Good job.
That's extraordinary.
So I'm right there. I'm very close to 40.
275.
Mm. Wait to, think about all the ladies in the audience. Wait till they see you at the next road show.
Ladies,
not gonna
I'm
be able
taken.
To keep their hands off you.
Unfortunately, I
you're taken.
Yes, I am.
Spoken for.
Yeah. Spoken for.
Yes. Yep.
And she'll kick ass.
Like she does yours.
Yes, exactly.
The Sox also in action tonight. First pitch against the Giants at 7:10. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always, on the Odyssey app. In football, Christian Barmore has agreed to a 4-year extension with the Patriots. The deal has a max value of $92 million. which includes $41.8 million guaranteed money. And Travis Kelce isn't going anywhere when it comes to the reigning champs. The 34-year-old signed a two-year contract extension that makes him the highest-paid tight end in the league. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 49 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high 56.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've been on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
It is two for Tuesday. That means Red Sox tickets for you every single hour. And I have another pair to give away momentarily. Thursday on this show, Mike Milbury on the Boston Bruins as they look to close the series out tonight at the Garden with the Maple Leafs. And, of course, on Friday, roadshow number two at Whalers Brewing Company in South Kingstown, Rhode Island, one of the all-time legendary road shows, at least the last couple of years. And can't wait to see you there. I talked to those guys yesterday, and they're planning a big extravaganza. They are kindly donating all of the proceeds when it comes to tap sales on Friday to the Greg Hill Foundation. They got breakfast for everybody. The USGA Senior Open trophy will be there if you have interest in that, because I believe the Senior Open must be in Rhode Island this summer. And we have a couple mystery guests, one for Courtney specifically. And I believe that mystery guest is checking in around 9:30 or so on Friday. So roadshow at Whalers on Friday morning. We will have limited edition Roadshow merch there for you to purchase should you be inclined while they last. We got the hoodie and we got two different long sleeves that we have been selling for the Roadshows to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. And can't wait. And Thursday, if you can't come out Friday or you want to do a double, we will be at Wiggy's favorite place, Ocean Mist, mm-hmm. on Thursday night, 7:30 or so. And there's a band there, and there should be, I'm guessing, some sort of a playoff game or two that we can
Shouldn't
watch.
Shouldn't be
on
any
Thursday
Celtics
night.
Or Bruins playoff game.
I hope not.
Right.
Greg, a couple quick notes. One, a double at Matunic Oyster Bar is now referred to just as a Milbury. And some real tension going on here. Ken Laird weighed into the Twitch chat.
Yeah.
I can't read it because of my color blindness. The username, I don't know, but very weak on the rejoins today, Shime.
Oh.
Need to pick it up tomorrow, LOL. At Ken Laird, WEEI, agreed.
Oh, wow. That last rejoin was great, Shime. Shaboozy.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Courtney. And the rejoins today have been fabulous. I thought we have a nice variety today. Played some Linkin Park.
Mean, what kind of a thing? It sounds to me like your supervisor is saying they haven't. So,
well, it's because he just wants Rush played, Greg. We know that. You hate that, so we don't do that.
Ken's kind of a classic rock guy, I feel like.
Play plenty of classic rock on this program.
Big Van Morrison guy. Ken and I went to see Van Morrison together last year.
Yep.
A big concert guy.
Ken was actually the older looking guy in that room.
I played AC/DC today. That's pretty classic.
Oh, you did play that, yep.
We had Tyler Stewart of Bare Naked Ladies on the show, so of course I played a Bare Naked Ladies rejoin, and I played Curtis's Request.
Right.
What was that song, Curtis?
I'll Be That Girl.
A good one. Yeah. Banger.
All right.
I would like to hear My Old Apartment before we leave.
I love that song.
Done. Final rejoin. You got it.
Okay.
And get excited because Karen Reed case back up and running this morning.
Yeah.
They are there. Officer Saroff is on the stand.
He will face cross-examination.
Correct.
First officer to arrive on the scene.
Correct.
That morning, correct?
Yes.
Very interesting.
Weird. Very weird thing with the case with the nudes.
That is weird.
I'm thinking about that. I'm like
well,
where
that.
Is this case going?
They're going to have to prove that. With the nudes.
We could talk about anything if we throw in the prospect of nudity. Wiggy's on.
No, it's just like it's a weird case. Like,
yeah,
it's,
that's
you're
right.
It's strange.
It's a crazy.
Like
case.
All this, like the cops. And
well,
I guess
officer,
this is why
so,
we love our justice system.
I think I think it creates a question when it comes to the justice system. Am I right?
Oh, those questions.
I'm going to say that to the Dunkin' Donuts people tomorrow morning. I'm going to walk in there and go. Karen Reed case, am I right?
Our justice system is so whacked. I would not be surprised if she's guilty, found guilty, or if she was
set up.
Right. Or if she was found, you know, innocent. Like, it's so whacked when you hear some of the stuff that you guys have been talking about, like, that they're coming out
with.
Well,
it's very similar. I ended up watching again Made in America, the O.J. Simpson 30 for 30, because it was Tip Top on Netflix, and you could have a similar situation when it comes to this state police officer, Michael Proctor, where he would have to theoretically maybe take the fifth, like plead the fifth, like Mark Furman had to plead the fifth when he was on the stand.
Oof. That hurts the prosecution, though.
The crazy thing with this is that there's so many players involved. I had to make a chart so that I could see, you know, whose house it was and then who's related to who. And
like Jack Edwards?
Yes.
I think you should share that on
my chart
on the social media
okay.
or on Twitch.
Yeah, I could send a photo to.
Yeah.
Because it gets confusing.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
all right. Keep us posted.
There are things that the officer who is going to be cross-examined today, things that he said yesterday that apparently were not in his police report of the situation. So
that's never a good thing.
That will be of interest to those who are like Courtney and I and are obsessed.
Wouldn't cross-examination be so much fun?
Yeah.
Like, you have the full day, so you have the guy spoke for a day or spoke for an hour yesterday. You have 24 hours to poke holes in it.
Mm.
He doesn't know what the questions are going to be, and you just get to go peppering him.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This is Greg from Marshfield. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, my girlfriend is a technician at Massachusetts Eye and Ear Hospital, right next door to Mass General. Mm-hmm. And she was having a heart attack yesterday. She said, "Stop letting all those dopes, you know, poke around in Greg's ear." And I said, "You know, it's this radio stick. Relax." But she has a couple of suggestions. One, stop blowing your nose. You could actually rupture your eardrum. Oh. And if you don't get any satisfaction at your urgent care, go to Mass Eye and Ear emergency room. Okay. You're going to sit there all day, but be patient. Actually tell them it hurts, you know? And you're actually going to see somebody who knows what the hell they're doing. And I'll see you guys at Wellfleet at the Beachcomber. I'm going to back my 18-wheeler all the way down the hill over the cliff. We can use it as a diving board. All right, tough guy? See you later.
Okay. That's what I was concerned with you going to urgent care.
Urgent care is great.
Yeah, but it's good diagnosing.
What do you don't think they're real? They're real doctors.
The last time I went to urgent care, they sent me to another doctor, and I had to pay $200 for nothing.
I've always had good luck at urgent care, and I bet you're going to the same one I usually go to.
Yeah, but you just go to Seaport.
Yeah, but you usually go for like
that's
a cold.
Not really urgent care. They probably have like leather bound books in the waiting area.
And do you
smells
go,
of mahogany?
Do you go for a cold?
Well, I went for my super bronchitis.
Right, so you're going for like a cold. Like, he's got a specific thing. You need to see a specialist. They're going to go in there with the foyer, whatever he called it, the air telescope. He's going to go in. They're going to go in your ear, and they're going to say, "All right, here's a prescription for an antibiotic. You probably should make an appointment to see a specialist."
No, I don't think they're going to tell. I've never had an issue with urgent care. I can't believe you have.
You go to the one in the Seaport, Greg.
I mean, only go for colds.
That's like stopping at a rest area in Vail and not knowing why other ones stink. I mean,
this one, though, they're all very kind.
Well, we're not saying they're not nice, but you only go for colds.
No, I think that they will take good care of him. I wouldn't be surprised if they realize that he has some type of blockage and they use some type of water streamer to get the wax out, and it's a different Greg tomorrow.
Greg, one thing that I love about Boston, and I think it is relatively unique to this area, we are always given a hard time that we're hard on one another, we're blunt and all those things, but tell me another region of the country or the world where somebody brings up a problem and everybody wants to help by talking about someone they know,
I know,
who had experienced something similar.
But it's alarming, like the things that people are suggesting. Some right. people, like somebody brought up the great Rush Limbaugh and said he had sudden hearing loss and he never got it back.
All right. That's why you need to go to an ear specialist.
That's what they call old age.
I know. And I'm not that old, Sean.
No, you're not, to your credit. You are old, but you're not that old.
I'm really not.
They have way more instruments in the ear specialist, too, that they can...
What? Do you know how long it's going to take me to get an appointment at a specialist? It'll take weeks.
Don't you have...
I have to...
You're Greg Hill. It takes you like 24 hours.
I am very concerned because I have to fly to the Greg Hill Classic Golf Tournament and my eardrum could burst in midair.
Yeah.
Which would... that could be a nightmare.
I recognize this young boy needs immediate medical attention, but in order to get to my junket in Bermuda, I need to meet with you immediately.
Correct. How serious is the condition that young child is suffering? Because I would like to move in front.
Don't you have a primary care doctor?
No.
Oh, you don't?
I don't like going to the doctor.
Oh. What about borrowing Wiggy's handicap placard to get a good parking spot?
I don't need to get bad news.
It's not the waiting room.
Huh?
So it's not the parking, Kurt. It's the waiting room.
Well, I just don't go to the doctor. Like, if something is wrong with me, I'll find out about it, and I will enjoy the period of time up to it without being anxious about it.
It's called preventative care.
Yeah, it's not really. What are they going to do?
Early diagnosis.
If you have something really wrong with you, what are they going to do?
Oh, my God.
They can't do anything. Like,
you start treatment earlier.
Yeah.
You're at an age, and I'm not just saying this, that you should be going to the doctor at least once a year.
Courtney, you're worried about everything.
No, it's good for your...
You are 60 adjacent.
Yeah. He agrees. You should get colonoscopies.
Okay. Yes.
You should always have a physical once a year, but you should have a primary care doctor if you have things. You know, you're just going to let that goiter on your neck just keep growing and growing.
That's one of my chins. This is... That's not a goiter. That's a chin.
Don't worry about it. It's only grown a little bit since last week. It'll be fine. What are they going to do with
Hello,
it?
Hello, Colleen.
Hi, Greg. This is Colleen. Yeah, I was calling about the urgent care. My husband had the exact same thing about a year ago, and we went to urgent care, and they gave him drops. They said he had a raging infection. He was having trouble hearing, and we were putting drops in for about a week. Finally, we called an ENT and got into an ENT, and he said, "Your ear was so swollen, the drops weren't even getting down to the eardrum. It was just, like, draining
See,
out."
I think
so
that's...
he had to put, like, a little...
I think
like
that
a little cylinder in there. My husband's ear, and he had to like pour it in, and then we had to continue to have that thing in there so it would open up so that medicine could get to it.
Guy was probably miserable when he couldn't hear you talk for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they'll put tubes in your ears.
Yeah, they'll have to put
I have the same thing that he had, Colleen, where the drops don't go down. Like, I think it might be wax buildup.
No, it's too much hair, Foyer told us.
Yeah. If after 4 hours it doesn't go down, you're supposed to call the doctor.
You got to cut the grass in your ears.
Well, the ENT had some kind of a special thing he stuck in, and he kept it in there for a week. Yeah. It was a little cotton thing, and it opened it up so we could get it in.
Oof. Yeah.
I know people who were the happiest, healthiest people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the doctor.
Yep.
Got some sort of diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And they were gone in a couple of months. And if they hadn't gone.
You are.
What?
They were so happy.
Yeah, talk about fear mongering.
I was so happy when they got to the doctor.
I'm just telling you, it's all mental. It's all up here in your head. What you start look at we work with somebody who
she's a hypochondriac.
No, I went to
she's a complete hypochondriac.
Yes. I went to the doctor.
Somebody says they're like Mego had the neuro,
right?
And Courtney's like, "Ooh, my tummy hurts. I think I'm going to throw up on the couch."
My stomach did hurt. I think it was just my time of the month. But
right, you know your body.
Okay, pivot to your period.
Well, I'm just saying. I went to numerous doctors because I was feeling off. I wasn't feeling well, and you can call me a hypochondriac all you want. These doctors did as well, and then I finally got one that did the right blood work and found out I had things actually wrong. So doctors, in my mind, if you
did
find
the
right
one,
did
they fix the problem?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's ongoing.
Right.
But I'm on medication for it.
Right.
I mean it. It won't be fixed until I have a baby.
Yeah.
So.
I just think, like, I mean, it's a personal.
You know your body better than anything.
Yes. Yes. But you know something's wrong right now.
My ear is screwed up. That's it. It's probably, I'm guaranteeing I walk in there, pay some exorbitant amount of money. There's probably a deductible, like you don't get a deductible. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go, you have some allergies. Get on the Flonase.
No, what they
like,
do
I'm going to pay somebody, I'm going to pay a specialist to tell me to take Flonase.
Greg, the Seaport, I guarantee you, everybody walks into that urgent care with a different ailment. They all leave with Ozempic.
I will say my last doctor's appointment sent me back 800 bills.
Damn.
Yes.
For the blood work and stuff.
Right. Was it worth it?
Yeah. I think it was.
You're not cured.
But it was blood work to,
All right.
Push things along.
$800 is good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a new big TV for me.
Yeah.
All right. I have Red Sox tickets to give away. What is the condition of that patient? It's actually pretty good, Curtis. What are they? They're over 500.
Oh, my God. They're alive and thriving.
Are the Red Sox better than you thought they would be at this point in the season?
Especially given the injuries. And do you remember when everybody poo-pooed the series sweep over the A's in Oakland?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The A's are a 500 team against everybody else but the Red Sox. So people were trying to say that was insignificant.
Right.
The A's beat the Yankees in a series in the Bronx.
Won a series against the Cubs. Well, it's a good baseball team.
The Red Sox pitching, especially their starting pitching, is something that nobody expected.
All right, so I have a pair of tickets to give away right now if you are caller number 9 on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937. You will see the Red Sox and the Giants tomorrow night, and you can win tickets all day long on a 2-for Tuesday. Now, here's somebody, Eric from the Cape, claims to be an ear therapy practitioner. Like, what is that, Eric?
Well, it's actually a hearing care practitioner. I diagnose. I perform audiograms, establish people's most comfortable listening level, and program and dispense and troubleshoot hearing aids for people that have hearing loss. And my recommendation, Greg, would be to go to an urgent care or your primary care, have them look in your ear with what's called an otoscope. Wiggy, it's not an ear telescope.
Foyer brought one in yesterday.
And and what they'll do if they should have, they should be able to refer you out to a ear, nose, and throat guy if they see anything weird. I mean, you might have just cerumen in the ear.
Yeah.
A buildup of wax. You could have, there could be a whole bunch of different things. You could have a problem with your eustachian tube, which regulates the pressure in your ear from the atmosphere to your middle ear. Mm. And there could be a blockage there. But that's if you want to get expedited, if you try to make an appointment, like you said, it's going to take forever to go see a specialist. But if you go to a doctor, they should have a referral network and get you in to see somebody within a few days.
Okay. I appreciate that advice. Thank you so much, Eric.
All right.
All right.
I love you guys. Good luck.
We love you as well.
You haven't done the peroxide yet?
No, I haven't done the. I'm afraid to
pour.
Why would I pour peroxide? Why would I pour that
down
my ear?
Because if it is a wax
I'm going to go to a doctor, and they're going to tell me what they think the issue is.
And they're
going to
put peroxide in your ear.
I have a fun game. Courtney and Scheim, go on TikTok and see what they recommend.
Mm.
Greg, go to Urgent Care, and we'll see who has the better plan.
I already sent a device to Greg that I think he should buy.
Yeah.
And it just, like, squirts water in over and over again. It's supposed to clear everything out. They sound like they're having a damn good time when they're using it.
Yeah, I you to death, but you're not a doctor.
Correct.
Have you been to Urgent Care since your new neighbors moved in?
I have not. I wonder where I will fall in line when it comes to those that are waiting, Curtis.
If you're scared to put peroxide in your ear, dip a Q-tip in peroxide and then put that in your ear.
Your advice for everything is sit on a hot tub jet.
Well,
like I don't
clean you out.
And Courtney went to the doctor for an ear thing, and they had her get a colonoscopy.
No,
so the two of you are not who I'm taking advice from.
But we
will be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Why did you clean the floor? Why did you plaster over the hole I punched in the door? This is where we used to live. Why did you keep the mousetrap? Why did you keep the dish rack? These things used to be mine. I guess they still are. I want them back. Into the old apartment.
Banger, Curtis. Your first concert ever. By the way, listen.
I thought I was going to see something different.
Guy was texting in. You see the text where the guy was listening to the show, said he remembered you talking about your first concert ever being Bare Naked Ladies. Mentioned that to his wife as they were driving in, and she punched him because he doesn't remember their anniversary.
In about 10 years, I'm going to finish my book, but I take photos of texts like that just to put in because it's so surreal. Like that would ever happen.
This is Tony from Keene, New Hampshire. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the show.
Of course.
I just want to give you a quick shout out. Thank you, Wiggy. Most importantly, you signed a football for me at the poorhouse in Keene.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
My fiance says that your wife and you guys are so down to earth. That's badass.
I appreciate that, mate.
Hope you guys are on the same page as me that Drake may be our best choice for next year's quarterback.
Yeah. I know people yesterday reading into Jerod Mayo on this show talking about Mondays with May or Drake May being the guy when it came to being on with Jones and Mego during the season. But
Very interesting.
I mean, I don't think that was a nugget.
Nah, because it was like Mayo, May, so it was just like kind of wordplay.
But the starting quarterback is the one that goes on Jones and Mego.
It's true.
So.
Right. It's true.
Well, anybody did Stacey have to yell at him again?
He said everybody can compete for the job, even Tom Brady, if he shows up to training camp.
That was a weird question. All right, a weird answer. Great question, weird answer. Yeah. How he said, yeah, maybe as a coach, but on the field, I don't know. You wouldn't take Tom Brady on the field?
He's being politically correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like he's being politically correct when he says everybody's competing for the starting job. But we all know who's going to get the majority of the reps when it comes to being the starter for this year quarterback, and that's going to be Drake May.
But I have to give him credit, though. In the moment, I agree with Courtney that like it was kind of weird. But thinking about it, what would be the follow-up if he said, yeah, we'd love to have him? So then Drake May is going to be – you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like when Kyle Shanahan told the world that they would have taken Brady over Brock Purdy last year. So in a way, that seemed like a pretty good way to answer it.
All right, who's in net tonight?
I think there's no choice but Swayman. I honestly don't think we're going to see Linus again unless there's an injury. I mean, that's just it'll be interesting to have this conversation tomorrow if and when they wrap it up going in, because everybody's going to go right to Linus is good against Florida, but who's the hot goalie?
Yeah, it's Jeremy Swayman.
Right.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for listening.
My gosh, so happy to be back.
Right. We're glad
Welcome
you're back.
Back, Mr. Kata.
speaking as we were briefly of road shows, we will be in Rhode Island Thursday afternoon and at Matunuck Oyster Bar and at the Ocean Mist Thursday evening, and then Friday at Whalers. So can't wait to see you.
Do we have a reservation time yet?
6 p.m.
6 p.m., okay.
So you got to get down there early.
Yeah.
All right. Gresham Foyer next. Thank you for listening.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.